Books on Tape presents The Pale Criminal by Philip Kerr, read by John Lee. Much about your good people moves me to disgust, and it is not their evil, I mean. How I wish they possessed a madness through which they could perish, like this pale criminal. Truly, I wish their madness were called truth or loyalty or justice. But they possess their virtue in order to live long and in a miserable ease. Nietzsche. Part 1. You tend to notice the strawberry tart in Kranzler's Cafe a lot more when your diet forbids you to have any. Well, lately I've begun to feel much the same way about women. Only I'm not on a diet, so much as simply finding myself ignored by the waitress. There are so many pretty ones about, too. Women, I mean, although I could as easily fuck a waitress as any other kind of female. There was one woman, a couple of years ago. I was in love with her, only she disappeared. Well, that happens to a lot of people in this city. But since then it's just been casual affairs. And now, to see me on Unter den Linden, head one way and then the other, you would think that I was watching a hypnotist's pendulum. I don't know. Maybe it's the heat. This summer, Berlin's as hot as a baker's armpit. Or maybe it's just me, turning 40 and going a bit coochie-coo near babies. Whatever the reason, my urge to procreate is nothing short of bestial, which, of course, women see in your eyes, and then leave you well alone. Despite that, in the long, hot summer of 1938, bestiality was callously enjoying something of an Aryan renaissance.